gallery over here just got convicted of selling fraudulent dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right
on
here, the one on
Calicala. Convicted of selling fraudulent dollars. That's incredible. There's so many authentic dollies. It's, you know, you'd have to be really lame.
Like peripheral involvement. They touted it as being hands-on in the process. And they also handle like Red Skeleton and Tony Curtis.
Gotcha.
And hopefully one of those deals.
Yeah, somebody's actually putting out my paintings, my drawings in limited editions too. Lithographs of them. Which is one of those things. Yeah, I was originally an art student. I do computer graphics now, but I haven't had any of them converted to flat art, but I spent some time experimenting around with the airbrush about a year or so, worth of it about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I did also a lot of watercolors and a lot of pen and ink. And I just did a whole lot of sites to kind of have a huge spasm of work, which I hadn't done for quite a long time. Now I work really intermittently, but I only do it for fun. I don't do it very seriously, but it's interesting to me that some of it is, that now it's, there's actually enough of a demand for some of it
who's dealing with that? Yeah.
Well, merchandising, I think, is probably one place you'll hear it, but I think they're mostly limited edition deals, you know what I mean? Signed lithographs, like 500 copies of something, signed in number, you know, that kind of deal. But probably a book of stuff will come out at some time in the future. My best stuff is all little stuff. But in this case, there's a few big airbrush things that are coming out in actual size. But my favorite of my own stuff, I don't do it for other people. So
yeah,
you know, I only do
it for yourself.
Yeah, I only do it for fun, really, and because I like to do it. But there's a whole lot of little stuff that's about postcard size that I think works for me. It's effective on some level, I don't know. Art is like one of those things that, you know, it either does something to you and you like it for some reason or another, or you, oh, this is Furry Lewis, this guy here, the black guy, who is one of the original old-time guys that recorded in the 20s and 30s. He recorded one of the first recorded versions of Casey Jones. Casey Jones. Yeah, he's a real guy, and he really is. That's what I remember about this movie. This has happened just like maybe 2 years, 3 years before he died. The black guy, I forgot about that. Furry Lewis.
Furry Lewis. Yeah.
You only hear him play for about 3 seconds, and that's it. I think it already happened. I think we missed it.